Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy, once again joined by Paul Prillo of Patriots Football Weekly as we continue our Patriots position battles headed toward training camp. And focused now on the defensive interior at tackle, big hole left in the wake of Vince Wilfork's departure to Houston, Paul.
Right off the go, I think you look at the first round draft pick, Malcolm Brown. I think that, you know, I know a lot of people sort of have bristled at the notion of he's the Vince replacement. Well, I think that's exactly what he is. He's got good quickness, good lateral quickness, can play inside and out a little bit. A lot of similarities there with Wilfork. I'd be very surprised, Bob, if at least by the end of September he's not right in that starting lineup, if not sooner.
How about the number one pick from the previous year, 290 pounds, Dominique Easley? Do you think he'll be used inside or more on the outside?
Yeah, I think he's going to get used both. I think he's the good candidate to start next to Brown, and I think that gives you a little bit of a contrast there because you have a big space eater and a smaller, more athletic type, penetrating type in Easley. I wouldn't mind seeing that tandem right off the go. You know, you have a rookie and a second-year player, two young athletes right in the middle, different kind of defensive lineman than this team is accustomed to in the middle.
Then you've got young guys who've been around here the last couple of years, like Silver, Salinga, Chris Jones, Joe Villano, plus Alan Branch, a veteran who the Patriots re-signed in the offseason, along with guys like Antonio Johnson, who comes in with some NFL experience
Absolutely.
On his resume vying for jobs.
Good depth in there, I think. And the thing I like about having Alan Branch is if it doesn't work, if Easley's not quite ready, and maybe we misevaluated Easley, that's not a bad guy to have as a veteran sort of waiting in the wings to plug some spots. So I think having a guy like Branch in the wings, absolutely great depth there. I look at a guy like Salinga more along the lines of Vince. Mm-hmm. And I look at a guy like Chris Jones is closer to like Easley. So I think that they do have a mix there of players that can do different things and you can utilize them different ways. What I'm really going to be interested in, Bob, is to see if Belichick decides to change the approach at all and maybe turn some of these guys loose. I think that they have the pieces to be very dangerous up front. And that front seven is going to be very important. We already talked about the secondary. That front seven is going to have to protect the back four.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.